Raymond and Betty Ann, they won't eat them. But boy, me and Frank and Margaret, we put a package like, wasn't quite just, well, you've seen Denise. We put a package away the other day, the other night. I'm not much Georgian yet. I like my chitlins. I told him he didn't come from Georgia. He don't like chitlins. You don't know why.
I haven't seen any chitlins in the longest time. How did y'all get a hold of them, mister?
I bought them over at Bartell's Saturday night. I got two packages. They were 98 cents a package.
Oh, you mean they had them at Bartell's?
Yes. The package is not as big as that, but I forgot how much it said, what amount of pounds it was in it, but I know it was 98 cents worth in each one of them.
And you ate a whole, and y'all ate a whole package. Was it a blessing, Paul?
May the Lord make us thankful what we've got to receive, as Christ said, give him.
Is this the fish?
Yes.
Miss Eddie, we never have any fish. We don't have any place, any getting place.
You know what?
We don't have a place to get it.
Get what?
Fish.
Oh.
And I do like fish. Oh,
I do too,
it.
But I don't like any kind, never kind, though.
You like a cat?
No, sir, I don't like cats. I got sick on them one time, and I never liked them.
What'd you do, eat too much?
No, sir, I think it's just my condition is one thing.
Uh-huh. That will do it sometimes with fish.
Oh, it will.
My lip is just going to sit right in the corner. She must have thought I was going to have some other kind of bread. Come on, I know
you.
Well,
she really tied it up, let me.
I got it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that near blind yet.
Miss Titty got her glasses in 1946, right?
Oh.
Isn't that what you said?
Yes. Whip in the 50s or early 60s, I quit wearing them because me and the hot heat from the stove and wash tub and wash pots steam up in my eyes and I didn't like it. Well, I couldn't like it because I couldn't see nothing. Fogged up, you know.
So you just quit wearing?
Yes, my camera and pocketbook all the time.
You sure but can't get next to the stove with them glasses on.
It's the uppers. I can see out good ways for them yet, but bottoms they just don't work.
That's the reading part.
My sister said if I'd come up stand still a week or two with her, she'd get some glasses for that. Well, put not so much money on it. She got them. And she got them.
My goodness.
Well?
Oh, Ms. Myers, I dropped some on the floor.
It would be worth
it.
That'd
be all right. Just leave it. Yeah.
It'd be worth a trip, Missy.
No salt. I didn't put any salt on your potato. And here's your venison.
Well,
and this thing, I put rice in it. We thought maybe it had got damp or something. You know how to do something? I just made with it. I bop it down. And you didn't put no.
I put some on the chicken, but you might need some more. Put some of yours.
Put on greens too?
No.
Didn't?
Not any on your greens. No salt in the greens.
Like a dog scratching for years. I didn't quite enough to stir you in. Packaging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Betty Ann got in time enough. Frank said we'd take it to Gainesville this evening or not.
Oh, she planned to go to Gainesville?
Yes. She went to Miss Jessigan out of school to get what she needed, but they went in several places and they couldn't find it. So she wants to get some cloth to make her dress, you know. She's got to have two colors, class color, yeah. Mm-hmm. And didn't get it. Put in an order for her ring.
Is she a senior this year?
She graduates next year. Next year's term, so she's 11th. She'd be graduating. She'd been graduating this year if they hadn't held her back in the fifth grade. Margaret sometimes says, well, she says, I probably did do wrong, and holding her back. So I don't know if she's learned anymore. It's just pushed her a year behind.
What'd she hold her back for?
Well, the teacher thought she hadn't learned enough in the fifth to be passed on.
Yeah.
And he done Dennis the same way Monroe's youngest boy helped him back in the field. Something anyway, him and Betty Ann was last year in the same grade, but he had to drop back, take up some studies that he didn't understand too good. You know?
Well, Betty Ann's got a pretty new typewriter, hasn't she?
Yes, sir. Brother's got some of my regular station there. Started typing Aunt Rosa a letter there.
Mm-hmm.
You started typing it, or?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Betty Ann typed.
Margaret.
Margaret.
Yeah.
She's having a typewriter around, she don't use it. How did Betty Ann like it?
She liked it all right, but she got started on that bigger typewriter Dan is, and kind of hard to get on. That little one, then she has a big one at school, you know, it makes it kind of hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I do my grade.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the feel of it.
No, it's only the feel, but the taste of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean typewriter?
Yeah.
We had a whole lot of big old soft pork in this, in these greens. They'd be.
Now, Jenny, what was that you were telling us about Margaret's lamp? I kept thinking about that after we
got
home.
I'm gonna take one of those pickles out. What?
That lamp that Margaret had.
You have to have mantles for them, you know. And she ran out of mantles, and she couldn't get any more, so she had to quit using them. That kind of Oh, the old Irishman says, "Faith and be Christ, I'm a full-blooded Irishman," but Me and my husband Peter's back for a while. And I reckon Irish and Scotch.
You know, if you got a good lamp, you just don't like to throw it away.
And why did she, what was trouble was she having with her lamp?
Couldn't get no more.
Mantles?
Mantles for it. I think that was true. I hate to be cranky. That's all I need to come out of it. I don't mind. I was going to tell the doctor when I see him again. She said I was eating too much salt. I said, well, you go try some of that salt I'm eating.
Yeah.
And see what you get. Almost get mad enough with it.
Miss Jay, you know, I just happened to think the other day. You know, when you go to the hospital, you see people they don't see much any other time. They'll come to see you in the hospital when they won't come to see you at home. Did you ever have that experience?
Of course, didn't many people come to see me but my own family.
Well, you get to see your own family, put it that way.
And some of them didn't get down there to see me.
You got in the hospital just when I got my bee stings.
Yes.
You know, I always think about visiting people in the hospital, but they generally out of the hospital before I get around to it.
And I don't visit people in the hospital because I have to push that off. Because I never go there.
You don't go to hospitals much to visit people?
No. Unless it's some of mine and I can get there to see them, but if I can't get there to see them, I don't go. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to go see Martin while he was in the hospital.
Well, he wasn't there long enough, was he?
Except about as long as Lehman was. Maybe a little longer, because he had an operation this year and Lehman didn't.
Well, even so, it wasn't very long.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I've been in the hospital over that world since then. Like, I've been going away from home 3 months, buddy.
You mean it seemed that long?
You get in where you can't. It's enough. See nobody, although you worse than a baby.
Well, you can't get up and walk around and visit. Could you walk around and visit people?
I went across the hall from my room to Miss Strickland, where her mother was. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like you got in a little bit of visiting while you're there.
There was.
Well, after you got there, you didn't feel bad.
Here's a piece. You've got some. You took the skin off. I see what you did. Are you up walking around all the time you're there, weren't you?
Yes, and I could go anywhere that I want to in the hospital if I wanted to go. Of course, the first 2-3 days was kind of giddy headed and afraid to get away from the bed too far. My biggest trouble was with my bowels. And that way at home now, that way before I went in the hospital. But I could take medicine that I knew I could trust.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd been to, my tonics was all out, except a little bit of my green medicine. I taken a dose of that this morning when I got it, because I knew that way out there they were going to have a nauseating spell. And I thought I'd head it off.
Well, anybody that had peas and chitlins guy for lunch.
Yeah.
For the noon meal. Peas and chitlins. What about that and those hot peppers?
Squirrel. They get squirrel.
Mm-hmm. And those big fine hot peppers.
You all sit down to lunch?
What?
All of you just go in and sit down and eat a hot lunch?
At home?
Uh-huh.
It's all there. Daddy Angie comes in and she hadn't eaten no dinner. Might say nothing all day, and she'll turn in and eat something that was left from dinner. Then supper's ready. She ain't very much hungry unless it's something that.
Yeah.
That she wanted. And they come in with a whole pile of fried chicken last night, barbecued like.
From Ocala?
Yes. Well, you see, the woman Margaret goes with, she has a sister down there, and they go down and eat dinner at her house. Sometimes Margaret don't go out to Francis' house. Right, yesterday, did you notice her hair today?
Yes.
She had a haircut.
Yes. Look nice. She says she tries to cook enough for the noon meal to have some left for supper.
Yes.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Of course, she has to warm a lot of it up, you know, but it's already cooked and it kind of gives you a headache.
So you don't have to cook twice.
That's one thing she's done in the late years, anyway, since her husband got where he couldn't be home for dinner. I mean, when he was home for dinner, why, she'd try to have enough for supper. And now, she's home all the time and just cook 2 meals at once. That's what I was to do with the bony pieces of chicken, but the two teeth out up there cheats me. And that was caused from eating chicken back, fried chicken back. Well, one of them was a dressing, baked chicken, you know. Mm-hmm. Rosalie said, told Mom that she was eating something and broke another tooth out. But she guess she'd keep on, she'd have to go and have it put in. Come home and bring fish, and they don't bring nothing but catfish. I give them a pretty good sour look.
Oh, you do?
And a lot of these fish you buy, they claim they're fresh, frozen, you know, in the showcases now. But oh, my Lord, you cook and cook and cook. And it's tough as with the leather, I don't.
That's my experience with frozen fish.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Except in just rare cases. I can't make it taste like anything.
So you want it fresh. Just iced.
Uh-huh.
Can you get it just fresh, iced fish, Mrs. Judy? Or is it all frozen?
Well, this Margaret got was frozen. Mm. Another salt in there.
It's hard for greens not to, for you to cook them and not put any salt in it.
Oh.
See, you know, I don't think I ever have been out to Miss Chitty's. Willie's not there. But what, something wasn't going on. Just something is, they've always got something on, you see.
Yeah.
It may not be earth shaking or anything like that, but it's always interesting. Now, see, last time we was out, I was out there. Betty Ann had that typewriter, and Miss Judy showed me, Margaret did.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And Frankie came in, he'd been fencing with Willie, and then he came home and put up a little fence of his own. I understood Frankie to say last time he was working, Mr. Zetrow was working 3 or 4 days a week, and it'd take him 2 weeks anyhow to sort of catch up with his own work. I don't know how he gets around to it, you know.
And that poor boy is tired at night too. He used to come in, we used to take paper every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they went up on the price. And I said, I just couldn't stand it. So I had to cut down to 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I pay it. Every 2 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And I look at that paper when they hand it to me what it is. Boy, I think, well, I might as well go on with the whole rotation paper.
Yeah, that Sunday paper pushes it up. But you know that you get them big papers and there's jitter, there's smart jitter, you can't read them. You just keep you busy reading the paper.
I have one thing about funny paper, I care anything about. That's the funniest.
Or you get it for the funny paper. You just ought to buy the Sunday paper then.
Well, you see, there's so much other things, like on Wednesday, Margaret goes to town on Thursday. You see, she sees what
I
gonna
see the shopping. Mm-hmm.
Helps her out with that a whole lot.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, she almost has to have the paper to shop by, doesn't she?
You're going to have to get busy and throw them back on.
I know it.
I've got
to get me a little needle and thread.
Yes, sir. Hey, the night's going to catch us again.
I know it.
I don't know. In spite of everything we do, we can't.
I never was a fast eater.
You just take your time.
And since I've been sick and have to fool myself up.
No.
It takes me a time to.
The important thing is to eat it.
So, think where I'm going to get it down or not.
Yes, sir.
Well, we've had a little sprinkle on and off all day, but not anything to count.
No.
And the breeze is nice. It's lovely.
Hardly enough. And the rain gauge to measure. Mary said we took some horses, those two big horses we had down there at the farm. They're having homecoming over at the school at Horse Home. We took them over there this morning. And
my nose is just.
I never saw anything like that. They are huge horses, you know. And they stood up there and they looked at everything along the way and they looked the same direction. You see, one of them turns there, the other turns the same direction. And then the same way. And they spoke to all the horses. Now I remember we got over there going up towards Miss Guthrie's, and there was two horses, big horses, out in the field. Well, these horses spoke first, and those horses looked up, and they spoke, and they lit out from the fence. You see, they were going to visit.
Yeah.
And I just started to tell Cookie, he ought to slow up a little bit and just let them talk a little bit over the fence.
Oh, they were going. They were taking a trip.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were taking
a
trip.
They liked to take it.
Yes. I never saw anything like it.
May Sue says that horses like to take trips. They like to ride with them.
Did you know that, Miss Eddie?
No, I never did with horses taking them in the road.
That's my first experience with it.
Riding behind them.
Well, now
you might look across the land, see a horse or a mule.
Well, that'd be the same thing. They speak when you drive them along the road.
Oh, yes. That's right, Aunt. Will you buggy?
I guess we'll give up. That's John did.
Yeah. And they were so excited.
And scaring them over there for.
They were going to be in the
horse race?
In the parade.
Oh.
They were going to pull a big old wagon, two horse wagon.
Oh. That's your horses or. Oh.
That's his. And that the eighth graders were going to, that was there. The eighth graders, that was there. You know, contribution to the parade. They had the wagon all decorated. Yes, sir. I said, you take your time now. Don't you let us hurry you, because you're the one that has to get home. We're not. We're home.
Yeah, she told Margaret to clean, get that table cleaned off and get those cards out.
Yeah.
So she'd be ready. But they didn't play last night.
Okay, bingo. A little juice down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
That's what pickles are good for.
Yeah. Jenny, what is that about the gambling down in Marion County? They voted in gambling?
I guess so. I didn't. I didn't vote for nothing. I say if you go to the polls, when it's 34th of November,
yeah,
to vote. Vote no. No taxes. Just a little bit more than I can take.
Okay.
But I've enjoyed it very much, very much.
Yes, sir.
If the cooks would season the things, it would be good.
I'd speak to the cooks.
Margaret thinks that I'm making fun, I'm making light of cooking, but it's damn bad. I said, honey, it's all right. I says, but I said, you don't put no salt seasoning. I says, the cook don't season it. She said, well, Mama says, you know what to do.
That's right. Well, I didn't put any salt in anything except
and
your salt.
My little bit
of
my bro. Turn green. They were good, but the lice by the juice screwed down the wrong way.
You did real well. You sure did.
My spoon's dirty,
well,
too.
I say you don't want to hurry.
No. No.
But.
She's.
I just killing time over here.
I'm just going to put this in the refrigerator.
She got busy and wrapped my bread up in the.
Yes, she. Ready for. You can drink
milk. That's my get it in a minute. I'll get through my.
And put the salt in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I didn't put things back around the other thing so I can go around that thing.
Good. We'll do it right like that. Mm. That's what we'll do.
Well, I'll put the food on the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll stick this up here.
I swiped one of your pickles.
Well, I wanted you to. I got them for you. That helps a little bit. But I don't put fat meat in greens.
But you know turnip greens? If they're not seasoned good while they're cooking, they really ain't good.
They just not good.
But I enjoy them.
But I put some, just a little bit of the mazola in it. I didn't put much, and just a pinch of sugar and some pepper. And no salt. And that's what it is.
Yes, sir. All righty.
He acts like it's cold weather.
I got room to them.
And you know, I didn't bring my sweater along either.
You certainly did. You did last time, and we didn't use it.
No, we'll get one.
I don't believe you'll need one in the car.
Might.
I wanted to put a dip of vinegar out with. That's how come it goes here.
Oh, I see.
Now and then. See my napkins and my napkins.
Well, mine's not quite as much.
I'll put you down in there.
No, they don't hold up too well.
All right, she says. She's ready.
If I can get up on the table. Oh, with my knee.
Yeah.
Then I'm going
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You know, I got something on you when you say the favorite. I don't know what to say. I had to run in water. I was on the back porch and ran the hook up to washing machine, water the cows with a hose. Got you running water. Well, you've done it a long time, this year.
And I haven't.
You've done well.
Done. Ain't got no bathroom.
Well, now that sort of worries me because I wish you had a bathroom.
Done that old house, been there this long, honey, so that. I dropped down the floor.
Well, I know you hate to put anything in it now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But a little old half bath wouldn't be much.
No, just a commode.
Just a commode.
Commode and a shower would be better than that. Well, Frankie's been talking about it, but the poor thing, he can't get nothing. So nobody won't seem to care. Can't get anybody to help him put that television thing up.
Get after Martin. He builds things. Yes, sir. Yeah, I wish you had that. It'd make it so much easier on you, especially in the wintertime.
Yes, sir. And rainy weather.
Rainy weather and things like that, yeah. Just,